Hello, lovely listener. I am still your host, Lindsay. And wow, you're still listening to Two Cents Podcast, your Audible anthology. In an ocean of ideas, scripts, and concepts, not to mention the loose ends I've mentioned at the end of many episodes and series, I found it hard to anchor the direction of this episode. Or is it a PSA? Or is it both? So first, a reckoning and an apology. I have been absent with literally only one episode this year. And I'm sorry for that. You wouldn't be at fault for thinking that I perhaps lost interest in this endeavor. But my reasons are quite simple. My life has changed quite a bit. I graduated, got into the world of work, then got into a graduate program and moved countries. Continents. The TLDR is I am in Berlin, Germany now. And as per my listener stats, surprisingly in more proximity to a good portion of my lovely listeners. Of course, my lovely listeners from home and everywhere else around the world are dear to me all the same. But this change of environment has been a whirlwind of the good and bad kind, right? Agathocacological is the word for that, and I've been meaning to use that word. I've also changed hosting platforms. So if you've been using a Buzzsprout link, it is void now. I'm on RSS feed. Or is it RSS? It's RSS.com. But I thought I'd be open with you about what I wanted to share with you this year. In fact, what I've been meaning to share with you for years now. If you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I love incorporating all sorts of music and audio clips from other media like film dialogue. And these mixes / edits / chops are often the first things I make. They often bring forward the idea for the episode, if not a section of an episode. So let's get into them. The drafts. What could have been this year, but perhaps will be in the year to come. First, we have Whitman, specifically finishing Whitman. So generally, analyzing Song of Myself was a great exercise in consistency, but the labor of extracting the audio was such a bottleneck in producing the episodes. It also felt repetitive at times. But then again, it feels like an excuse to say that because this analytical exercise has brought forward so many methods of interpretation. You know, it has prompted me to look for more. So we will definitely finish Song of Myself, sharing in the atoms, the hundreds of affections laden in the remaining 31 sections. Number two, to the virgins. This one hits quite a sore spot for me because this series was born at a very critical time in this podcast's progress. There was a lot of tension and struggle there, but it will unravel as the script develops. I've been in the desert of a dense read for episode 2 of 3, an analysis of Herrick's To the Virgins by Sarah Galeed that I've had to restart many times this year, and now my notes have notes. A note inception. My analysis paralysis on full display there, and I'm reminded of a quote that I got from, not even reminded, I am reminded and also chided by a quote that I got from a source in Galeed's analysis. The quote reads, "Above all, we should avoid the disease of seeing symbols everywhere. Like a person with hallucinations, whether there are symbols there or not, it is better to miss a symbol now and then than to walk constantly among shadows and mirages." How true. And I'm working out these hallucinations, quote unquote, and being okay with not getting everything. I think it's because this film and the book Walkabout mean so much to me that I feel like I can't miss anything. I've appointed myself custodian and curator, needlessly. Here's me playing around with some reverb in the transitional themes. I'll just add that this soundtrack is one of my favorites. Number three, poetry around the world. Ghana, post-colonial and contemporary poetry. Poetry Around the World is meant to be one of those long-running series just because of the many episodic possibilities. I treasure the idea because I think it's a great way to expose ourselves to new literature and to know the histories and worldviews of various cultures around the world through this medium we cherish. A notable obstruction in creating these episodes is finding contributors. Right out the gate, this show doesn't have any funding, and I understand the value of taking the time to dissect and disseminate the intellectual properties of ourselves, our histories and cultures. However, the podcast doesn't have the means for monetary compensation for those efforts right now. So I put it forward in this episode, in this announcement, that if you'd like to contribute towards this series in any way, whether that be directing me to literature, reciting a poem in your native tongue and submitting a recording, anything of the sort, you are more than welcome to, because I view this as a collective effort. We are building this anthology together. But that's to say, there's no audio clip for Poetry Around the World, for this Poetry Around the World episode, for Poetry Around the World Ghana. But thanks to Martin White, who helped us with the first episode, he is the keeper and curator of the website African Poems, we got a lead, so you can look forward to that. Number four, nautical poetry. That ethereal sounding clip is the theme for the most randomly spawned episode here. Really, it is the unplanned pregnancy of episode ideas that I really went the extra mile for. It was all these disparate pieces going back and forth in my mind, like, yes, it makes sense, but it's very disjointed. I want to keep it a tease, so I'll use keywords. And they are Ocean Gate, Dominique Guyot, Le Univers de la Mer, The Mercy, Donald Crowhurst, The Dive, Madness at Sea, and Maritime. Number five, Masculinities. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has naught. Not to say the things that he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. Let the record show. I took all the blows, and I did it my way. So this is the yin to the poetical inquiry on feminism's yang. I think I'm also going to keyword this one as well. Think Connell's theories of masculinity, Mark Twain, Ulaluko Lwalemihla, the Iliad, and the Odyssey. And that's it for the drafts, at least the better drafts further down the production line. And so that prompts me to conclude this with a very important question. And that is, what is the strategy? What am I declaring into the airwaves, right? Because I usually end by saying till next time. And till next time has been a curse, an enabler of unaccountability. Because when is next time? And so I'm declaring that I will do my best to have an episode or two a month, if not spams of Whitman analysis, probably more deeper analyses like the poetic inquiries and poetries around the worlds, but likely in parts. But I'll see, because the choice to do the episode on feminism in one part was purposeful, because the narration was meant to flow. Like, I imagine these, I envision these very long and deep analyses to be sonic documentaries, you know. But the workload is something that I do need to consider now. We will land somewhere, and we will find something. And I feel like just hammering this in, because I wrote it down in the script. But when I say we'll land somewhere, I think of one of my favorite King Crimson songs, right? King Crimson, that prog rock band from the 60s in the UK. Their song, I Talk to the Wind, has a very lovely line in, I think it's either the hook or the chorus, but it goes, I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. And so it is with this mammoth of a project. A podcast it is, but I think you can tell that this means so much to me that it overwhelms me. It asks so much of me without saying a word. And that's been my parting message for the year. I look forward to working my way into being a regular fixture in your podcast diet. And I say this with conviction. Till next time.